Treasury Secretary and Galbraith. Now, I don't know, that a couple of them may not get in, but they'll be there and appear anyway, and it'll be some Republican representation. And I just wouldn't let anybody take their calls tonight and let Bill put out who's heading the delegation and so on and so forth.
Now,
he says the black tie is all you need.
Fine, sir.
That's all he's going to take. And he says that he's going out, get on the plane. They won't take off at 12 if your Secret Service men have trouble getting their clothes. Or if you do, they'll just wait, and there's no set time that has to go.
Yes.
But if you could get there by 12, you want to, and if you...
I'll be there as close to it as humanly possible.
And if you want to, you get a helicopter to pick you up wherever it is, the landing place close here, you can get them to take you out. Now, there's no wives going. We're
no,
just bringing
sir.
Men.
That's, I understand, and there isn't any need of taking any aid or anything along, is there?
I don't, you take whoever you want to, but it's your boss, but I don't think so. You're just going to the funeral with Rusk and Cooper, and I don't imagine any of them have them, but it's all right.
No, I don't need to, I just wondered what
I don't want to be in a position saying you can't take
anybody,
no. Because you can take whoever you want to, but Rusk is will be there, and anything you need to do, he'll give you help and directions, and he'll be fine, and I think it'll be a good appearance.
Yes, sir, Mr. Wilson.
Okay.
I'll do a job.
All right.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Operator.